Now, beginning with some U.S. reaction, President Donald Trump flip-flops on North Korea days after touting the success of a summit with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. In a presidential declaration sent to Congress, Trump said that North Korea's nuclear program still poses an unusual and extraordinary threat to the United States. Trump added that he would extend tough economic sanctions on Pyongyang for another year. Last week, he said that the North's nuclear program no longer constitutes a danger following his summit with Kim in Singapore. At the event, the two leaders signed a pledge to work toward complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. But this has stopped short of long-standing U.S. demands for North Korea to give up its atomic arsenal. All right, from Seoul, joining me now is Don Kirk, who's a political commentator and analyst. Good to have you with us, sir. Let's discuss this a little bit. Why do you think is that this reason for Donald Trump's flip-flopping? Of course, everybody knows this is in his character, runs in his blood. And so how do you see the prospect of this? Will the U.S. be able to push ahead to what its agenda regarding North Korea? Will North Korea bow?
Right. I'm not sure this is a flip-flop. He had said earlier that he would maintain the sanctions. So what he's doing is he's simply keeping up the sanctions for the reasons that he stated. This would appear in one sense to be a change of course for him, but he's simply reaffirming the sanctions. That's basically what he's doing. So this is not necessarily a complete reversal of what he said earlier.
So how do you see the prospect? When you start negotiating, both sides agree to do certain things. The U.S. is saying that North Korea, part of what Trump said, and I'm quoting, that he believes that North Korea still poses an extraordinary threat against the U.S. I mean, how could the North Koreans think about this? I mean, could they push ahead with the process positively?
Well, obviously, they're not going to say, thank you very much, we totally agree. I doubt if they would think it's a great statement on the part of Donald Trump. But it's not anything new that he's going to maintain sanctions. North Korea, since the summit in Singapore, since President Trump met Kim Jong-un in Singapore, North Korea still has not done anything about its nuclear program. They've talked about respecting the Singapore statement, which talks about complete denuclearization, but they haven't done anything. Trump has, by the way, spoken very optimistically about the prospects of their doing something, but I think that he wants to wait until they think before move sanctions. I think that's what's on here, although the statement doesn't seem to contradict our earlier statements that he's made.
All right, thank you for your comments. That was Don Kirk, political commentator, analyst, joining me from Seoul.